Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey, Mommy Millionaires. You guys, 2019 is off to an amazing start, and I just have to share with you guys my appreciation for every single one of you guys that listen in to every single episode. We have an amazing plan for the podcast in 2019, so I'm just so grateful for all of you OGs that listen in all the time. I want to remind you guys that the Mommy Millionaire Blueprint is available to every single one of you guys. It's a do-it-yourself course. So you go through module after module, and really everything that you learn in this, if you put it into action, you could build a six-figure business, you guys. And it's a very low investment that will pay off huge. So go and check out the Mommy Millionaire Blueprint. But let's get into today's episode. And I want to talk about getting what you entertain, okay? And really thinking about 2019, you know, it's a year where you can manifest, you can create the life that you want to have. And I look back on 2018 and I think about all of the things I was able to accomplish, you guys. There's so many things that it would take people years to accomplish what I got done in 1 year. And I'm not saying that to, you know, impress you. Well, I guess kind of I am. You guys should be impressed. But also to make you realize that you guys can have the same type of year right now here in 2019, because guess what? You get what you entertain. And I want you guys to realize a lot of you guys are entertaining negativity in your life. You're entertaining toxic relationships. You're entertaining drama. You're entertaining self-doubt. You're entertaining all of the wrong things, okay? When you entertain things like that, guess what? You just get more and more and more of it. And what I want you to focus on this year is what you truly want. And I was thinking about this because some people go, well, you know what? I just don't know what it is that I want. And so my guide to all of you guys, if you don't know what it is that you want, who is it that you want to be? And I think about myself 1 year from today. And who's that person? Who's the Kayla 5 years from today? Who's the Kayla 10 years from today? How does she walk around? Well, for me, you know, you guys know this, I'm allergic to average, so I want to be changing every single year and getting better and better because there's always going to be room for growth, right? So 1 year from today, I see myself really having more confidence than I do now. I see myself walking into a room and really being able to get to know people in that room on a deep level right away, being able to connect with people just instantaneously. And I see myself making $10 million at the end of this year through all of the different companies and investments that we have going on. And what does that feel like for me? What it feels like is just freedom. Right now, I feel like I am in that hustle mode and I love the hustle mode. I always want to be working. But 1 year from today, I see myself really just enjoying life. And so the reason why I'm telling you guys is how I see myself is because that will help you figure out what you want. You know, if I want to be a person that enjoys life, that is present in every conversation, that can connect deeply with anybody that I come into contact with, I have to show up as that person now. How does that person show up differently than the Kayla today? Well, I could tell you what, she's not as big of a hustler, right? So what I did in my calendar was I scheduled more enjoyment time. I joined a mastermind where we're just going to go out of the country 3 times a year for fun. And I did that and I already paid for it. So that way I actually do it. And then I just talked with my assistant about we're scheduling in playtime every single day. And it's not fitness. It's nothing. It's not content creation. It's just Kayla's fun time. So if that's, if I want to doodle, if that's whatever, if I just want to sit there and think about how amazing my life is, it's whatever. It's scheduled in because that's one thing I know for myself personally, if it's not scheduled in, I won't do it. Okay. Then I also told you guys, I want to have that freedom. I want to feel free. I want to feel like I could do whatever it is that I want to do in the world. Well, if I had $10 million in the bank, I would feel certain, I would feel confident, and I wouldn't worry. Okay. So I know I need to not worry now. How am I going to not worry? One thing I'm going to do is pray throughout the day. Right now I pray when I wake up in the morning, but now I'm going to be, every time I get in the car, I'm going to say a prayer. And so I'm just putting that intention out there. I'm saying that. I know I'm not perfect. Probably not going to happen every single time, but I'm putting that intention out there that I'm going to be praying more throughout the day and just giving it to God and just saying, you know what? I give it all to you. I trust you with the process. I'm here for the ride. I'm showing up and being the best Kayla that I can be. But ultimately, I know that I'm not in control. And ultimately, I know, God, that you are the author and perfecter of my faith, and you created this life long before I even came along, and you already have it planned out beautifully. So I'm just going to let you do your thing, and I'm here. Show me what I need to do. Give me guidance and wisdom. That's what my prayer looks like, because I'm not going to sit there and say, God, I really wish that you will make this happen, because I don't believe that that's what prayer should look like. I think prayer should say, give me guidance and wisdom. How do I show up in this situation, you know, and really guide my path? And so that is my intent to feel more free this year, is to really surrender the process to God, because I know that he is in control. And if some of you guys are listening in and you go, okay, yeah, well, whatever, you don't believe in God, well, I'm telling you right now, I want to talk to you about that. I want you to reach out to me about that. I want to talk to you about how I have such a high faith. The only way I got so much done last year was because of my faith in God. And so if you don't have that and you feel hopeless, you know, it's probably because you're trusting the wrong things. And I would love to chat with you and have just a side conversation with you about that. If any of you guys are open to that, please reach out to me in my DMs, okay? And another way that Kayla feels super secure is by kind of, I like knowing exactly where everybody's going to be at all times. I like being in control that way. And so, especially with my employees and stuff like that. So we're using a whole tracking system to know exactly what everybody is working on at any present moment. And it's just going to be on our phone. So that way I know if I'm investing in having an employee working on a project for me, that they are going to stay to task, because they know that they're, you know, they have to stay accountable to me. When last year was kind of like free for all, you know, like I had no way to know if they were actually doing it when they said they were going to do it. And so this app gives us that, gives me the accountability to make sure I'm showing up and showing people that I'm doing my job, and also that my employees are doing the same exact thing. So that's going to bring a lot of security and certainty to me in my business. And that's just smart as a business owner to know, especially if a lot of you guys working virtually, you can know exactly what your assistants are doing. And so just so you guys know, we're using the app Trello. And FYI, this is not a sponsored ad. I just, what we found is we like it so far. And I'll let you guys know as the year goes on if we like it even more. But it's a really great way to track all of the things that you need to do when there's multiple people and multiple projects that you guys are going to be working on. So check that app out. Yeah. So that's a side note, but you get what you entertain, you guys. So what do you want? If you want to be that person that's living intentionally, well, how does that person think every single day? They're thinking about just the present moment, right? They're living in the present moment, seeing how can I show up better? How can I do this better? And entertaining the love that you have for yourself. You know, like this morning I woke up and I looked at myself in the mirror, and the first thing that came into my head, you guys, was, holy hell, you're aging. Where's the gel pads? You need to get rid of these wrinkles. That's seriously what came into my mind. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to entertain that, because what you entertain, you get more of. And I don't want to have entertain in an aging face. So what I did was I held my face in my hands and I looked myself in the mirror and I said, good God, you're beautiful. You are so beautiful. You look at all the laugh lines because you love to laugh and you're so silly and you bring so much joy to any room that you walk into. Isn't that amazing that you have the power to do that, that God gave you that capability? And then I was just like looking at my face and I just fell more and more in love with it. Because if you guys think about it, think about all the people in your life. We put so much, especially as women, we put so much emphasis on how we look, right? And I think about all these people in my life, and I think of everybody, you know, they might not be on the cover of Vogue, but I think about every person in my life. I just think that they're beautiful human beings, not because of the way that they look on their face or what they wear. It's because of their heart and how they show up in the world, right? That's what makes me attracted to people. And so you change your heart, you'll change your life. And so don't entertain any negativity about your body this year. Hello, show it love, right? And you know, one other thing I'm not going to entertain negative self-talk, because if I entertain it, people around me will entertain it. And so I asked a couple of my friends to keep me accountable. And those are people that I'm super, super comfortable with that I would just easily talk bad about myself to. And I just said, hey, if you hear me say this, I want you to call me out on it. And they were like, yes. They were all in 100% on calling me out on it. So if you need accountability, reach out to those people in your life that will help keep you accountable. And side note, if you don't have those people in your life, find them, make room for them, get rid of the toxic relationships, no longer entertain that, because you'll always get what you tolerate, right? And so make room and call in the people that you want to call into your life. And they might be funny, they might not sugarcoat the truth, you know, they make a whole list of it and then focus on that, right? Entertain those thoughts and say, gosh, there's so many people around me that are living intentional lives, that are like-minded, that are ambitious, that like to have fun, that want to change the world. And I just know they're out there and I know I'm going to find them this year. Those are the thoughts that you entertain. It's not, oh my gosh, everybody around me is so negative and so annoying and just like has no future. If you say that, I mean, of course, that's all you guys are going to keep finding. So this is just a reminder. Entertain those thoughts that you actually want to come into fruition in your life, okay? And think about them all the time. You might have to think about something and say something out loud 300 times a day to get it trained into your subconscious mind. But boy, let me tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it to do the work like that. Most people, guess what? Most people are lazy, most people are broke, and most people don't want to do that simple, simple work that you're willing to do. Don't be most people, right? Be the person that does the work on your mindset this year, because I promise you, when you work this much on your inner being, the opportunities that are going to be around you are endless, because you're walking around with faith, with hope, and you become a fierce freaking force in this world. You guys, I'm fired up this year because I know, I'm like, gosh, what I got done in 2018, oh boy. That was a warm-up. 2019 is game freaking on, right? And I'm living with that intention. I'm living with that passion. So many opportunities are coming up, right? And I just believe that in every cell of my being, because I tell myself that multiple times a day. And it's not easy. That's what I want you guys to know. It's not easy. I'm still, just like I told you how I woke up this morning. It wasn't like I woke up and said, oh, I love you, Kayla. No, I had to do the work and I had to change my mindset right then and there. Know your triggers this year. Know what's going to bring up an old negative self-talk or self-doubt or whatever. And then what are you going to do to combat it? What are you going to do to bring in better entertainment for yourself, okay, with better thoughts? All right. So what I want you guys to do right now is I want you guys to write out that person you want to be in 1 year. How do they show up? What are they saying to themselves when they look at themselves in the mirror? You know, what are they saying with their friends? Who are they hanging out with? Who are the type of people that they are letting speak into their life, that they are getting advice from? Who are those people? All right. And how are you giving back in this world? How do you feel about the money in your bank account 1 year from today? I want you to embody that feeling and go forward and slay 2019. I love you guys so much. If you love this, make sure to leave an honest review of us on iTunes. I really appreciate all those 5-star reviews and the written ones, and share it. You know, take a screenshot and let me know what stood out to you in this podcast, because I have to understand what it is that you really like hearing so that way I can give you more of that in 2019. All right. And as always, ladies, go out there, get what you want, and help so many other people get what they want. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.